Netflix, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, en.wikipedia.org. Headquartered in Los Gatos, California, Netflix is the first and largest major online DVD retail service offering flat-rate rental by mail to customers in the United States. By 2005, the service has attracted over 3 million subscribers, and the company expects the number to reach 4 million by the end of the year. It has amassed a collection of over 55,000 titles. Rentals. The company provides a monthly flat fee service for rental of supposedly unlimited numbers of DVD movies. A subscriber creates an ordered list called a rental queue of DVDs to rent. The DVDs are delivered individually by way of the United States Postal Service from an array of regional warehouses, currently 35 or more. A subscriber keeps a rented DVD as long as desired, but has a limit on the number of DVDs, determined by subscription level, that can be checked out at any one time. To rent a new DVD, the subscriber mails the previous one back to Netflix in a prepaid mailing envelope. Upon receipt of the disc, Netflix ships another disc in the subscriber's rental queue. Delivery times depend on the postal service and on a Netflix policy which critics call throttling, which delays shipments to its most frequent users. This policy is outlined in Netflix Terms of Use. Netflix claims to serve 90% of its customers with, generally, one business day service. If the received disc is damaged or unplayable for some reason, or if the wrong disc was received, the customer can return it for a replacement, or have the next item in the rental queue sent instead. At present, Netflix's most popular plan costs $17.99, which allows a subscriber to check out up to 3 DVDs at once. Other monthly programs with a variety of checkout limits range from $9.99 to $47.99. Corporate history. Netflix began in 1998 with an online version of a more traditional pay-per-rental model, $4 per rental plus $2 in postage, late fees applied. It did not introduce the monthly subscription concept until late 1999. Since then, it has built its reputation on the policies of having no due dates, late fees, shipping or handling fees, or per-title rental fees. Unlike most online on-demand entertainment services, such as eMusic, Netflix's offerings cover the vast range of DVD movies, and increasingly, television series, with more than 55,000 titles as of 2005, including titles by major and minor studios, excluding pornographic movies. Particularly, Netflix has become noted for its extensive collection of documentary films, Japanese anime, and independent films, many usually hard to find in traditional rental shops. Indeed, some 35,000 different film titles are contained in the 1 million DVDs it sends out every day. According to SEC Fillings, the company had attracted 1 million subscribers by the fourth quarter of 2002, 2 million by the second quarter of 2004, and 3 million by the first quarter of 2005. Furthermore, Netflix has developed and maintained an extensive recommendation system based on rating and reviews by customers, similar to the system at Amazon.com. The company believes this gives it an edge in competing with newcomers like Blockbuster. James Rachi, a film critic, also known as Mr. DVD, has contributed to reviewing movies. Moreover, the growth has been fueled by the fast spread of DVD players in households. As of 2004, nearly two-thirds of U.S. homes have a DVD player. Netflix also operates an affiliate program, which has helped it to build online sales for DVD rentals. Netflix is an example of the odd situation about copyright issues on the internet. While it is possible and probably more convenient to directly download movies via the internet, license issues and fear of piracy prevent such a service. While he believes it would not be an instant success because of complications in copyright handling and relatively slow adoption of broadband internet, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings has said that Netflix will offer limited video on demand sometime in the future, allowing users to download movies via the internet, and that it may even expand into the video game market. Netflix has been one of the most successful dot-com ventures. A New York Times article from September 2002 said that, at the time, Netflix mailed about 190,000 discs per day to its 670,000 monthly subscribers. The article estimated that the company therefore distributes 1,500 terabytes of data per day, almost as much data that travels across the entire internet in one day. A consumer class action lawsuit was brought against Netflix in San Francisco Superior Court in September 2004 for alleged false advertising and other claims related to its DVD deliveries. The settlement, which gives current members a one-month account upgrade of one more movie out at a time, and previous members during the class period a renewed one-month membership, is expected to cost between $3 million and $4 million in the third quarter of 2005. The complaint asserts claims of, among other things, false advertising, unfair and deceptive trade practices, breach of contract, as well as claims relating to the company's statements regarding DVD delivery times. The complaint seeks restitution, discouragement, damages, and injunction, and specific performance and other relief. On January 5, 2006, trial lawyers for Public Justice filed a challenge to the proposed settlement, stating that, among other things, the necessity to opt out of the upgrade or renewed counts at the end of the free month ultimately accounts to a marketing tool for Netflix due to the increase in revenues that can be expected from members who fail to opt out at the end of the term. After incurring substantial losses during its first few years, Netflix posted its first profit during fiscal year 2003, earning $6.5 million profit on revenues of $272 million. Founded by Reed Hastings, Netflix was incorporated on August 29, 1997, and began operations on April 14, 1998. Netflix initiated an initial public offering on May 29, 2002, selling 5,500,000 shares of common stock at the price of $15 a share. On June 14, 2002, it sold an additional 825,000 shares of common stock at the same price. Competitive environment. Netflix's success has inspired a number of other DVD rental companies, both in the United States and abroad, but none of the purely online companies appear to approach Netflix in terms of size or revenues. Walmart began an online rental service in October 2002, but left the market in May 2005 and now has a cross-promotional arrangement with Netflix. Blockbuster Video, the world's largest store rental chain, entered the U.S. online market in August 2004 with a $19.95 subscription. This sparked a price war. Netflix had just raised its flagship three-disc plan from $19.95 to $21.95 before Blockbuster's launch, but by October had reduced this to $17.99. Blockbuster responded with rates as low as $14.99 for a time, but by August 2005, both companies settled at the identical current rates. Blockbuster's subscriber base after 1 year was roughly a third of Netflix's size. Netflix founder Reed Hastings commented in a January 2005 interview that rival Blockbuster threw everything but the kitchen sink at us. Demonstrating the fierce competitive attitude between the two companies, Blockbuster responded to Hastings' comment by literally sending him a kitchen sink. Netflix has also cited Amazon.com as a potential competitor. Amazon.com operates online rentals in the UK and Germany, but has remained coy about any intentions for the US market. Netflix has preliminary plans to expand to Canada and the UK in 2005, but these appear to have been postponed or cancelled as Netflix concentrates on the US market. Distribution centers. Netflix has 37 distribution centers located all over the United States. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.